Good morning, everyone, and welcome back. So I have actually come to Dane's place today. He's going to meet me here soon. I think he said he was clearing fences, and we're going to go and have a look around his place and just see a bit of the damage from that rain that we got sort of a week ago. Change of footwear. From where I live, he's about half an hour south of me, and coming down, I couldn't actually see that much damage. But just above the shed over there, I can see there's a slip on the hillside, and then over on that hill over there, there's some big slips and some sidents sort of in the gullies going up the hill there, far out. It's quite a big cow shed, isn't it? This is a 50 a side. Far out, it's pretty long. He actually extended this last year, so right where I'm standing now, he cut the front out and he pushed it out that way. So it was a 36, and he's gone to a 50. Here he is, the man of the hour. This is Dane. So I know Dane through university. We weren't in the same year. You're actually a year ahead of me, but we played rugby at Lincoln Township together, and that's where I met him through some friends there.
The glory years.
Yeah, that was a few years ago now. But you're, like I said before, you're about half an hour south of me. You'd call this Mahihi?
Yeah, Mahihi, nah, happy.
And how far out of Otorohanga would you be?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, so pretty close. And you've got, well, I don't know how to describe your operation here. You've got quite a few farms, but you've got mainly two milking sheds?
Yep, two milking sheds. It's sort of four smaller farms that have been joined together over the years. And yeah, 1,100 cows across the two units, but sort of run as one unit.
He's milking quite a few. Quite a few cows. It sounds like a lot to me. And yeah, I got a few snaps from Dane the other day when we got that rain. And do you want to just walk us through through that rainfall event, how much you got?
So started on that Friday afternoon, it's about 3 o'clock, bang on milking, and it just started pouring down.
And 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, didn't stop. About 7:30 I went out just to check on the river and check on the cows, and it was in full flood then. The worst I've ever seen it.
What's that 4 hours?
Yeah, we would have had probably 150, 160 mils.
So was it, when it started, it was just heavy rain the whole time?
Yeah, heavy rain non-stop. And then I got back about 7:30 from checking the farm, and there was 150 mils in the gauge. And then about an hour later, it was overflowing, which is about 180. And then by the morning, we'd had 240.
Jeebus.
And then on the Saturday, we had another 15. That took us 255, and then on the Sunday we had another 50 just to...
Oh, you did have another 50 on this one.
Just to top things up.
Flipping heck, did you get over 300?
309, I think it ended up by the end of Sunday.
Holy heck.
I don't think any infrastructure could handle that.
Or the land, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, and we've got about 2.5 hectares of river on the farm that goes through it. So yeah, all those flats got hammered underwater. And yeah, so just some damage control now, trying to get power and water and everything back together.
You lost a massive culvert or part of your race.
Yep, and then took two or three reasonable size slips. Pretty fortunate that got the contractor first thing on Monday. So as of yesterday, we'd sort of reinstated most things. So now it's just the niggly stuff.
The amount of swaps trucks I passed coming down was phenomenal. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of them on the road just carting rock at the moment.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a contractor, I'd say.
Yeah, heck yes. You'd be fairly busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, how on a scale of sort of 1 to 10, how bad was your sort of damage? I know there were people that got hit a lot worse.
Yeah, I'd say we're probably like a 6. Like it was annoying, and it's gonna take a month or 6 weeks to get everything back to normality, but both sheds kept power.
Still got picked up.
Yeah, we still had milk picked up. We nowhere on the farm was really isolated that we couldn't get to or couldn't graze. We had to sort of walk through paddocks to a couple areas until we got culverts fixed. But it was an inconvenience and not what you expect in the middle of February.
No, it's certainly the wrong time of year for this sort of carry on, isn't it?
But it wasn't.
You were saying the other night at the footy that it was it 3 years ago to the day that Cyclone Gabrielle came through, which sort of hammered the East Coast, Hawke's Bay.
And the big flood of the Otronga flood of 54 or 57. The last time Otronga really flooded, that was February as well.
Was it?
Turns out February is not a great month for natural disasters.
It just happens sort of once every 100 years.
Yeah.
And we're in the cycle at the moment.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Oh, well, should we go and have a look at it?
Yeah, definitely.
A bit around the farm.
Yeah, this whole thing came down and then it went through my underpass, and I've got a sand trap in that which goes to a sump behind the calf shed there, and then from there it pumps to the effluent pond.
Oh, yeah.
So that came down about 6 o'clock, 6:30 at night, and then it went, ran all down my underpass into the sand trap and then flooded the pipe to the sump, and then the whole sump with the submersible pump, and it was just chock full. I had to get veins in, just got them in yesterday to like vacuum it all out.
Far out.
And then the submersible pump, because it had been trying to run with all that heavy shit, it just blocked the whole 63 mil pipe to the effluent. That out.
You've had the digger in here, obviously.
Yep, so first thing Monday, this was sort of all over here, and the cows are sort of walking over a bit of a mound. That used to be quite steep, and it's sort of leveled right out.
Oh, yeah?
But it's a good chunk that's come out.
Yeah, there's quite a big hole up there. So is that your effluent pipe that's...
Nah, so that's my main. I've got a bore across the road of my house, and there's a 63 mil line takes it right to the top of the farm.
Oh, far out, so that's your main water line.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it snap, or did that stay on?
Nah, that stayed on, so I don't know if that's why it gave there, because there might have been a weakness from where the trencher went through.
Yeah, fair enough. Sort of cut in.
Yeah, yeah. But it's more just the annoying stuff, like all my races have been running out, like you know, heaps more main cows.
Yeah, blooming hard on your races, eh? Far out. Is this that concrete pipe?
Nah,
is it another,
another
spot?
It's just a random gully right on the boundary, and it just all gave way, came down, wiped out my 7-wire fence, 8-wire fence, blocked everything up along the way. Pretty niggly.
Holy smokes.
So this was the first place I brought the digger in, because obviously it was pretty serious, but every time he cleared the pipe, you just see all that slush just
move.
And
yeah.
So he was here about 5 hours just in this spot, just getting it to a point where...
Far out. Jeepers.
Cleared now, but yeah, just up around that corner, it's just like all the walls of that sort of gully
have just caved in.
That used to all be grazable, and there's just a little, like a stream,
trickle
through it. The force to rip that fence clean out, like concrete posts clean out of the ground. It's an old sheep fence that was solid as anything.
It's been there for ages, probably. Yeah, far out.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, water lines.
Yeah. Thankfully, those are old ones, but it did wipe out another one down there they fixed.
Oh, yeah, I can see that one. Jeepers. It's amazing just the force behind the water, eh?
Like, and I wouldn't have thought that was a huge capture area, like...
No.
After that, like, there's just a dairy farm beyond that boundary fence, and it's not like so a huge...
It's just this little gut in here that captures the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, eh?
But yeah, this is all the stuff, and I'm very, very thankful for Halter, because stuff like this, the re-fencing and stuff's going to take time, whereas I can still chuck virtual fences up.
Yeah, you can sort of fence areas off without it, eh? And you don't need the...
So that's going to be a godsend, but...
Sort of a saving grace, really, for you, isn't it?
But all this stuff is the stuff that's going to take time, and you can't even get through a lot of that, because it's all that horrible, sloppy stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, because what's your predominant soil type around here? It looks like
it's
there's a bit
ash,
of clay.
It's all Myra ash.
Oh, is it? Same as us.
Yep, so it's nice stuff, but... and it's pretty forgiving. Mm. And it'll come back, and in, you know, 12 months from now, you won't know, but...
No.
It's just, the next probably 2 to 3 months of all this annoying, you know, on top of everything else and other projects I had in mind. And
a lot of refencing and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what we do, now that digger's been in, you just leave it how it is and it'll sort of just come right over time?
Yeah, like I don't milk off this paddock.
No.
It's just sort of like a dry stock paddock, and so yeah, I'll just fence it off and leave it. In time, I'll probably do something with natives and stuff in here anyway. I'm just focusing on the river project at the moment with, as far as natives go, but I'd be gutted if it was all planted in natives and this happened. These races right here about 3 metres wide, so I'm widening them all and then this one, and I was going to re-metal and shape them all.
Yeah, Jesus, it's been hard on it, eh?
Oh, now it's just ripped them up.
Done. Dane's Snapchat that he sent the other night was looking sort of down here, and all these flats, which looking at the video you think, oh, you know, you sort of take it for granted, but looking at it in real life like that, that must have been a heap of water to fill all those flats to cover them. The river's actually just down there. It's still flowing brown, like it hasn't really cleaned up much. And look how small it is to look how wide it went, like far out.
That was all due to be cut for hay on the Monday.
All your hay paddocks.
On the Friday, yeah.
You reckon that grass down there will recover all right?
Oh, I was just down there yesterday, and I'm hoping we might get something. I said to the contractor if we can just lower the mowers right down and just try to scalp it and just go through the silt and get something out of it in 2 to 3 weeks' time.
I suppose if you flick it around, though, it'll flick all the silt around a bit too, hopefully, maybe.
Because it's always, I don't milk off much of that because it's sort of about 2.2k to the cow shed. I normally take 2 cuts of silage, then lock it up in about November and take a cut of hay from it.
Oh, yeah.
And the odd year we've had a really bad drought, I've milked off it because it's good low lying, obviously, river flat, so it does grow, but I try not to milk off it. It was going to be my nice little block of hay, and I almost cut it a week earlier, but there was a little bit of rain due on the weekend.
Bloody hindsight, eh?
Yeah, and I thought, oh, I don't desperately need it, so I'll leave it for a week and I'll do it on the Monday, because we're only forecast about 20 mils, not 320. So all these wires here, you can see them there in front of us, they're all just flushed out.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's going to take the time, well, it's still pretty wet in here now, but
flipping egg, it's wet air.
Seeds, fences, there's so much admin just getting all that stuff off fences.
Big branches, sticks. Yeah, look at that. Jeepers.
So this is the boundary just up here. This trough here was full of water. It was obviously connected, and the storm just picked it up, and it ended up through this boundary fence. Oh. So it's come crashing through here. It's gone about 120 metres, and it's just ended up on the other side of that little
Over there.
Yeah, so this is the boundary fence here.
Yeah, this is your classic batten fence, and it's just, yeah, it creates a bit of a dam for it, doesn't it? Look at that, concrete. I suppose you get a bit of weight behind it, and snap off of the ground. Clean. So what do you do there? I suppose you have to pull the bottoms out, because you use them for your hay paddock, or do you just whack a new post in?
We'll put a new, we'll follow the same fence.
Oh, this won't be too bad then, eh?
If we can get them out, well, this is the neighbour's.
Oh, this is your boundary fence, yeah, of course,
so
okay.
We've got 6 boundary fences like this with 4 different neighbours that are just crushed.
Whoa, yeah, there's a bit of work there, eh? It's actually a beautiful spot down here, isn't it?
Oh,
it's like surrounded by the natives down by the river there. And
Jesus,
there's a lot of silt in there. Holy moly. Oh no!
But what else can you do with it? Like
regenerative.
Yeah. Deferred grazing.
Yeah, deferred grazing.
Put my heifers on here when they come back from grazing in May, maybe.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, there's a lot of silt under there. Oh man, it's going to take a lot of drying out.
So the water was still flowing through these paddocks on the Sunday, and then we got that 50 mils and that kept it going.
Oh no.
And 12 hours later it's gone. But the problem with this one was it was so much and it was so backed up further downstream that it just couldn't get away. So it stayed for a long time.
Dane's just pointed out, but yeah, you can see on the gate here.
And that fence.
And the fence here. See where the weed is up on the top wire there? So that's where the flooding was. It actually got up there, which, heck, that is a lot of water. Looking up, it looks like there's a heap of pine trees being sort of recently planted up on that hill. It looks like a lot of slips up there. This is another boundary fence. Yeah.
And then the worst thing is it's come right through the boundary fence up there as well, which is going to be a lot more challenging to re-fence.
Yeah.
That's sort of 50 metres there. Like that won't be too bad once it dries out, and the posts are kind of still there, we can connect some wires and
make something work.
That's going to be a bit more challenging.
At least you've got your own tractor and post driver.
Yeah, and all the other neighbours are, you know, get on with them real well, and and they're all capable farmers as well, so it'll be one of those roll your sleeves up and
just get into it.
Yeah.
So this first section here, they fully rocked it. So like the last 4 or 5 years I've just been losing the bank every year.
Yeah.
So they came in about a month ago and they fully rocked that bit there. But they're only allowed to do so many metres every kilometre, like that.
Really?
So yeah, it's only 30 metres every kilometre, I think.
Why?
Oh, it's just the rules. River restoration. So they did that area there real nice. That's held up really well. And then for the rest of it, they were just giving me 1 metre, like, groins like that.
No
and
way.
You can see my fence over there just completely. So that fence was, like, 5 metres off the river. Completely chewed up. They tried to put some poplars in and stuff to brace the wall, and that's done absolutely nothing.
Thankfully, I hadn't got around to, like, I'll be planting this area this year, so it didn't have natives, so I haven't lost natives, but I'm gonna have to fully refence it all.
Yeah, yeah, it's eaten in, has it? Well, you can see it's crumbling away there.
There's a strainer, I should be able to salvage that.
It's still a lot of water in there, eh?
Yeah.
Like that.
So it was lapping right at the bottom of that bridge. That's how high it was at peak.
Because you put that in, was it a year or two ago?
Yeah, probably must be coming up 2 years, 18 months ago.
Jeez,
probably.
You're lucky it didn't get up and sort of wash it away or anything.
Yeah, so it's got big, massive poles rammed like 8 metres down into the hard
stuff.
And then the abutments are on that, and then the bridge is on that.
So I wouldn't move it, but...
I've analysed it, and it's sort of washed a bit of stuff out, a bit of loose stuff, but it's still solid as a rock.
Well, I can see where you've done... Or started your planting in the next project?
Yeah, that's where the planting got up to last year. And then, yeah, I was going to do another 5,000 or 6,000 plants this year. So there's 10,000 plants, or there was, have been planted. But I think a couple of storms earlier on, we lost about 2,500. And I'd say we've probably lost 2,000 in this storm. So from 10,000, we're probably down to maybe 6,000 left if we're lucky. So there'll be a little bit of infilling. And
it's a lot of money down the drain. It's, yeah, it's not cheap to plant. Yeah, look at the silt build up here, it's crazy.
So yeah, we spend heaps of time over summer down here with the girls, and this was a beautiful little flat beach that we'd just chuck the gazebo and the camping chairs and.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of you guys down here.
Yeah, little spot in there that we used to, there's heaps of tame eels that we used to just feed.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, big ones as well.
What river is this one? Is this the...
The Maronga?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, this was all nice, dead flat through here, and the water started about here, I'd say.
Oh, actually?
But we've lost again, like that, and we can see where my strainer was. And that
yeah, true.
In a straight line to that strainer or that angle up there.
True, so like, there, yeah, straight like this, yeah. Strainer, straight through there, so you've lost that.
Lost that whole corner.
Or you can see where the rocks are, yeah.
And that's just going to create a channel now to probably cut right through there.
Do you get trout in here?
Heaps of trout, yeah.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, quite.
Rainbow.
Browns.
Brown trout.
Quite often you stand on that bridge and you see a couple, obviously not when it's like this, but this is a shingle bottom river, and it's normally just crystal clear, like it's such
awesome.
A mint, like we swim in it, we spend heaps of time down here over summer.
Yeah,
that was part of the reason why I wanted to, you know, do this big project and plant it all up and make it a real asset to the farm and a real nice spot, you know, in 10 years time.
Oh, heck yeah.
But it's pretty disheartening.
We actually me and another mate Fraser, we came for a discussion group here, I think it was, might have been a year ago maybe.
Yeah, maybe not quite.
Maybe under?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it might have been this year, was it? I can't remember.
Might have been like October, November.
You had halter on.
Yeah, I've had halter over a year though, so.
And, we actually came down and had a look here at this planting and stuff, and it was looking absolutely phenomenal, so. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame to see it like that, that's for sure. Is this someone's, I don't know, what the heck is this?
No, something flushed in from downstream.
Oh yeah, there's a nice little garden
planter.
Planter, if you want to take that home.
I see.
Christmas present for Sophie.
On one of the other boundary fences that's come down, there's a nice little canoe. So I don't know where that's floated down from.
Oh, this might be a gazebo. That's what it is. That'll be the centre or the corner pole there.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
There's some of the earlier planting. You just see, bigger size. They've handled the volume of water.
Made it down this far yet, it's always been too wet. Oh, here's my fence. My fence has been completely ripped off here. It's gone. long way out there somewhere.
See there, a big log there that's
would have rolled.
Yeah, something like that certainly does a bit of damage. Cheers, Dano, for having a look around. And you said something before that sort of, I guess, resonates with sort of how you are at the moment, and you can't eat a whole elephant at once, can you?
How do you eat an elephant one bite at a
time?
Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, that's going to be you for the next month or so,
at least. Yeah.
But appreciate you showing us around, especially when you're pretty busy like this. So,
like I said, it'll be quite cool to have this, like, to look back on. And when I'm old and I talk about the floods of 2026, I'll be able to have some video proof of it.
I'll try get you to send me some of those ones you took on your camera, and I'll chuck them in here so you guys might be able to see it as reference. But thank you very much. Good to see you again. It's a couple of days later now. I was actually just helping at a working bee over here, clean some silt away. But check this out. I had to come over this bridge and they got flooded out massively. There's like a horse arena and yeah, the whole house got flooded, but you can see what the river's normally like and where it got up to. Far out. See, it's all just choked up, all these branches and stuff. Same with over here. Crazy. Bridge got demoed, still usable, but all the iron on top, all the metal's been bent up. A few hay bales. Hay bale and a tree over there. The water came, it's come right up over the car.
A little bit of maize over there that's been completely flattened by the look of it.
Well, that'll pretty much wrap it up for this video, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I was planning to do a bit of a video down at Danes. He's got a cool operation going down there and a pretty cool farm and their sort of rapid growth over the years. So hopefully give him a couple of months and try and get back down there and do a bit of a farm tour video. That'd be pretty cool. But hopefully, like I said, you enjoyed it. And apart from that, see you next time.